World with Dr. Keith Suter.
Joe Biden will convene Pacific Island leaders for a major summit this year as the US president seeks to mitigate the fallout from his decision to scrap a much-anticipated trip to Australia designed to counter China's assertiveness. So the president is not coming to Australia. He cut his trip short in order to be back for meetings with congressional leaders to ensure that Congress takes action by the deadline to avert default. Dr. Keith Suter from Global Directions joins me this afternoon. Hello, Keith.
Yes, good afternoon.
Thank you for your time. Keith, am I right in saying that this situation that is happening in America with Joe Biden at the moment and the reason that he's cancelled his trip to Australia, this is not the first time it's happened in America, is that correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes. There have been a number of occasions, mainly always when Republicans are in control of Congress, and we had it under Bill Clinton, for example. They did it under President Obama, and now they're doing it under President Biden. So this is a technique that's invented. Well, the actual idea is that the budget has been voted on, so that's got to go ahead. This is a question of how do you pay for it? And in the United States, generally speaking, the government of the day spends more money than it can raise in taxation, and so it has to issue what are called bonds, which are fixed interest investments for, I should imagine that some of us listening to the program now would actually have U.S. Treasury bonds in their own superannuation scheme. So the bonds are the safest investment that can be made, and so they're always looked forward to by investors when they're being issued. Now, and in order to pay for the investors, there has to be a lifting of the debt ceiling. And on the 1st of June, it's assumed the U.S. government will not be able to continue to pay interest payments on that because the Republicans are refusing to lift the debt ceiling. They want to see the president cut back on expenditure programs, particularly relating to in the welfare area. And so that is why we now have this standoff. There's talk now about using what's called the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The government could just simply go ahead, perhaps mint a $1 billion coin. this is a world which is beyond what the ordinary homeowner could imagine. But that's the crisis which the Republicans have inflicted now again on a Democrat president because they have so much influence in Congress. And it's a huge embarrassment for the United States. You can imagine the Chinese are rubbing their hands with glee, telling to the countries, for example, Australia, Papua New Guinea, well, there we are, don't rely on the United States because all politics is local. And as soon as you have a problem at home, the president of the day will focus on those home problems rather than live up to any alliance obligations they feel they may have.
The president was quick to, I suppose, reject suggestions that cancelling part of his trip was a win for Beijing.
Yes, well he's trying to do that, but of course, it clearly is a win for Beijing. There's no way of getting around that. And the Republicans aren't that worried because the Republicans are becoming increasingly isolationist, and their view is, well, we've done our bit trying to help the rest of the world, we've cost us a lot of blood and treasure. We're just going to focus on ourselves. And if it means giving a free kick to the Chinese, then by all means, we're not that interested.
So, Keith, what happens in these negotiations? Does, in layman's terms, does Biden basically agree, OK, I'll stop spending as much money as I have been in the past?
Yes, that's what the agreement will have to be on, except that, of course, Biden is trying to stand up for his social welfare programs. Part of the problem here, by the way, goes back to Donald Trump, because the problem for the U.S. government is that Trump put through all sorts of tax cuts, so the revenue going to the U.S. government is actually less than it should have been. We're also dealing with a legacy of the Trump administration. He arranged for less tax to be collected by the government, which pushes the U.S. government closer towards bankruptcy. The implication here, by the way, is it's not just a U.S. issue. As I say, U.S. Treasury bonds are the safest investment pretty well in the world. This is not investment advice, by the way, but it's the safest investment that people can make. It's the basis of interest rates, so that if you're issuing bonds yourself as a company, you look at what the benchmark is from the US Treasury. If the United States on the 1st of June can't pull a rabbit out of the hat in terms of living up to paying the interest payments on the Treasury bonds, then not only will you see a recession in the United States, but the ripples will go around the world and we could end up with a fresh recession in countries like Australia. So Australians themselves, particularly if they're paying mortgage payments, they've got an interest in what's going on in the United States at the moment.
We here, looking from the sidelines, can't imagine that that would happen, though.
Well, that's obviously the hope that we've all got. The Republicans won't be quite that stupid. But the problem for McCarthy, the leader of the Republican Party in Congress, is that he's now dealing with some pretty hardline Trump supporters, what are called MAGA, the Make America Great Again, and they may well be willing to bring down the US economy with a view to trying to help Donald Trump in November's election, November of next year. But there are other people who realize they will be facing the voters, and the voters will punish them for the pensions being cut and for shortage of health care, etc. So that there's a complicated battle going on within the Republican Party itself, let alone between the Republican Party and the White House.
How long before this is sorted? Days?
Well, it's got to be days because we're talking about the 1st of June. Now, just how accurate that is, that's what the threat that's being used by the US government. But it will certainly be of that order. So it's got to be settled in the next few days, which is why President Biden decided to cancel particularly the trip to Australia, because Australia, I teach young Americans, and they look at Australia as a paradise. Right. You know, you've got lots of waving palm trees, golden beaches, plenty of sunshine. And so to have an American president visiting paradise at a time when his own country is falling into economic chaos is not a good look.
It doesn't look good, does it? Dr. Keith, I've got to go to the news. Thank you so much for making yourself available. We love talking to you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.